Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Look, guys, we have not been recording as much as we'd like because we've been so busy in the mines with the research that's coming up. Plus, we're getting out the CAT report to you. Douglas is writing another book. We're just so busy. But our listeners are telling us that it's important that Betsy and Thomas talk to them more frequently. So we are all about it. We're going to do that. We're going to shoot for multiple recordings a week, and we're going to touch on the top items of the week. So you ready to get going, Thomas?
Yes, ma'am.
Good program? Good program for you?
You know, I love to give commentary.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, you know, one of our readers said that the American intelligence media is like a vaccine for the lies and the propaganda. What do you think?
Wow, that's a very interesting way to look at it. Yes, truth is the cure for evil. So that's all we have to do is keep revealing the truth. And please remember, consciousness is more powerful than anything. So that once people hear the truth and there's enough people who know the truth, simply having that in your heart actually changes history. It's really that simple. It's about consciousness, and it's about groups of consciousness, what would be called the egregore or the group soul. So what we have here is a group soul of truth, and we are fighting the evil. And the beauty of it is you don't have to drive darkness out. You simply turn on the light.
That's right. Now, I love this Dr. Stella Emanuel. She was one of the doctors that came out to talk about how effective hydroxychloroquine is. Now, she said this. She alleges alien DNA is currently used in medical treatments and that scientists are cooking up a vaccine to prevent people from being religious. And despite appearing in Washington, D.C. to lobby Congress on Monday, she has said that the government is run in part not by humans, but by reptilians and other aliens. And the article continued that she even believes in demons and witches. And I'm like, yeah, tell it, sister, tell it the way it is, because we have said that this place is filled with specters, phantoms, and demons.
Yes, and we can go over each one of those, and you can see how someone might come to that conclusion who didn't have a complete spiritual understanding that puts things into a cosmology. So let's go back. What's the first thing she says? That alien DNA is in...
She says that scientists are cooking up a vaccine to prevent people from being religious. And of course, we have found out.
Oh, we already know that's true.
We know that's true.
It's already done. And you and your team have already posted people telling the CIA they could do this years ago and that they already had it made at that time. And yes, Rudolf Steiner predicted that there would even be an injection that would be given to children when they were young that would cause them to become clever adults instantaneously and lose the ability to have thinking, independent, free thinking, and certainly lose the ability to have any religious connection to anything divine. Now, they have targeted the brain, and they know that the greatest connectivity in the brain has to do with religious associations in people's minds. And so they know that to actually control people through perception management, they need to add a religious element. But now let's go over this. It was alien DNA. Alien to humans, it was bat DNA, it was rodent DNA, mouse DNA, it was swine, it was bird, it was all the different DNA that you can create any coronavirus out of, and that's what was in COVID-19, and we know this. So if she's talking about aliens from foreign places, viruses could be considered practically living beings from other places. They come from space. So to say that a virus is extraterrestrial is absolutely correct. Now, go on with the accusations. What were some of the other ones? They were amazing. And I like this lady. She treated 350 people with hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc, healed every single one of them. And one of them was 92 years old. And they all, you know, they had coronavirus, supposedly, according to the test. So this Dr. Stella is now being knocked off of YouTube, knocked off of all the different sites and Twitter and all this stuff. And Trump posted it. It got knocked off. Sidney Powell posted it. It got knocked off. Anybody who posted it gets knocked off. Why? Because it's the truth. And those doctors were the first group of doctors standing there, putting their whole life on the line to tell the truth. Because doctors have everything at stake. They have to do what they're told. They have no independence. They have no freedom.
Well, she also says that there are demons and witches. Well, of course they're demons. We call them by their name. They're called demon rats. And they are demonic. And witches, the whole last 3.5, almost 4 years of Trump's presidency, which we say really hasn't taken place yet because he's been under constant attack. There was no peaceful transition. It has been a war against the Trump administration day one from the Crown agents and senior executive service. So, yes, there are witches everywhere. And all we've seen is one witch hunt after another. So, Dr. Emmanuel, sing it, sister. You are telling truth.
Pelosi's a witch. AOC is a witch. The Gang of Four are witches. And they literally, and we know that there are many, many, many people out there who are into witchcraft, who are praying for the demise of Trump. Now, what's really funny is that kind of spell usually bounces back on the person because they're not developed enough to even use the spell or work with the elementals involved. But the point is, we showed you that when you create a law that is as bad as the pandemic laws that are governing us right now, which have thrown away the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the pandemic laws now rule, and it comes down to forces outside of America. So our sovereignty was given away to the World Health Organization. Our sovereignty is given away to a vaccine corporation called the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and another vaccine pharmaceutically aligned evil group of people who know they're killing people. Now, when you're killing people, call it demons, call it witches, call it warlocks, call it whatever. We call them warmongers. These are pharmaceutical vaccine warmongers, and these are vaccine wars. And Fauci, people laugh and say that, you know, the conspiracies around Fauci are insane. No, no, they're not insane. We've already demonstrated the proof that Fauci created virions and there's 29 treatments that could be used in America he won't allow. There's many other, the malaria treatment, you know, a hydroxychloroquine, other treatments. No, he won't allow them. The National Institute of Health is not about health. It's about eugenics. It's about depopulation. And that's what we're looking at here. So we have to remember that there are demons in the bad pandemic laws. So Dr. Stella, I'd give a check in the box for that one. What other crazy things did she say? Didn't she say something about there's demon sperm or something involved in the vaccine?
Yes, but I want to say that there is demon spawn, and I call it out. It's like Liz Cheney. She's the daughter of that demon Dick Cheney, and she's sitting over there as a representative. She's a never-Trumper. We need to call her out. And Wyoming, you need to do better. Now, this is a Michigander saying that when we've got this horrific feminazi called Gretchen Whitmer, who was working with George Soros to do everything possible to keep that recall petition from going forward. A lot of antics. I don't want to talk about that right now, but what we're seeing is the site is down, the people didn't get their packets, and then we're finding out that the guy that even put this forward may not even have been a friendly. He was an operative from the George Soros team. But, you know, all of that's going on. But patriots are not going to stand down on this one. We are going to march forward, and we don't care what they throw at us, because on November 3rd, we're all going to be at the polls pulling the lever for Trump Pence.
I'm glad under the category of demon spawn, you mentioned George Soros, because he is, and his son, Alexander, is a demon spawn. And Purbright Institute is a demon spawn. And Kinetic is a demon spawn, the British institutions that created these viruses on purpose, man-made, laboratory-made viruses, and released them in China for the reasons that we've described before. So when we're talking demon spawns, and what they put in the new vaccine, it's already prepared, folks. We already told you AstraZeneca had 800 million copies of the vaccine before they tested it on anybody. And the test being done, let me just point this out. The third test involves 10,000 people, 10,000 symptomatic people. There aren't 10,000 symptomatic people in America. If you took every single person with coronavirus, which that's generally a big fat lie, as I've demonstrated again and again, and I could go into this in great detail and show you how the swine flu was really a complete cover-up, and what is happening now is not even as bad as the swine flu. The swine flu affected, some say, 70, 80 million people. For sure, 60 million people. So we are only beginning to scratch the surface of the swine flu administrative response by Obama, which was to do nothing, absolutely nothing.
And speaking of doing nothing, let's move on to Bill Barr, because I want Bill Barr to understand how patriots are feeling about his lack of anything substantial coming out of his office. Now, when he first came into office, we sent him a treason packet put together by citizens. A lot of citizens did. And this details the crimes of the swamp to a degree that no DOJ attorney worth their weight has ever done for the American people. We gave it to Bill Barr. Still nothing, nothing. Oh, he's really good at writing stern letters or creating or shuffling something off to a new thing. Go over here to John Durham. Okay, now all of this stuff over here on the unmasking is going to go to Bash. But here's the thing. Because of all the research our team has done through history, we see that this is a very typical strategy of Congress. They take a hot issue. They have a hearing. Well, yesterday's hearing was really not to hear what Bill Barr had to say. It was really to give the platform to the Democrats to talk about how wonderful they are. Much like Gretchen Whitmer did yesterday when she announced a coronavirus announcement just to get there for a little bait and switch, because she was really plugging for the bill that the Democrats are running right now in the House. But anyway, going back to Bill Barr, we've seen this strategy before over time, Bill. Congress takes something. Oh, who doesn't remember Roosterhead and Benghazi? We all thought that Trey Gowdy was getting to the truth when actually he was just an actor in the Kabuki theater. So Americans, average Americans, think that Congress is working hard and they're doing hearings and they're going to have investigations and that Bill Barr has got everything out there and we're going to find the truth, when Bill Barr has done jack, you know what? We haven't seen anything. We haven't had any indictments. Oh, every once in a while, he'll come out with a big poster board and talk about MS-13. Now, this is important, but it is not as important as taking Peter Strzok and Lisa Page to trial and to the gallows if they're found guilty, which we all know that it's going to look pretty guilty in our books. I'm getting tired of Bill Barr just wasting our time. And this is what I want to say. If Bill Barr doesn't make some big, big moves between now and the election and big indictments coming down, it shows me that he is on team senior executive service and he is there just as another crown agent trying to protect the swamp. If he waits until after the election, then what he's really doing is protecting his own hide, because he may be fearful that if the Democrats take the election, then he's going to be in a world of hurt. And if Trump takes the election, he has no course but to go forward. I'm tired of this. When is he going to stand up as a patriot and do his damn job?
Well, he was the head of the CIA. And anybody who can be in the CIA and not become a whistleblower is a criminal, because the CIA is based upon nothing but criminal activity. So we have a CIA director, as you know, the musical chairs between the Department of Justice, the FBI, and placements in the as attorney generals in different states, and the people who control the law. What did Barr just say? Oh, Mr. President, you need to tell the Supreme Court to stay in their lane. No. No, we need to, Mr. Barr, we need to sue and take legal action against the Supreme Court. What they have done is criminal. For instance...
But Barr's not going to do it because he's protecting the senior executive service and this whole criminal operation that's running in Washington under the control of people like Richard Dearlove and Arvinder Sambhai. These are British agents that are here to destroy America using this tool called senior executive service to get the nitty gritty work done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he is SES, and he was SES in his previous placements, and he simply defended the status quo. And that's what everyone in the Department of Justice does. That's their entire job, to defend the status quo and make sure that no one in Washington, D.C., that is part of the elite, ever gets prosecuted, ever. They can't even get looked at. Let's remember the midterm exam into Hillary Clinton's worst security violation in human history. She wasn't even a person of interest in that case. She was never questioned. She was never mentioned. She was never, none of her equipment was ever examined by anyone. And then they said that they took hammers and smashed up the computers, the laptops, which did have the evidence on it. And then the evidence that was leaked to Huma that was on Wiener's laptop, that was the big deal with Loretta Lynch. And remember, Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder and Sally Yates would meet in the White House in the Oval Office to plan the coup d'etat and to plan, first off, the meddling, election meddling. And then when Trump became president-elect, they continued with that. And of course, you know, it had 13 different names. And that was basically stealing all of his records to see if they could find anything. Stealing his lawyer's records, again, illegal. These were all DOJ. This is the Department of Injustice. This is the department that does nothing that except protect those in power. And why? Do you think Bill Barr could make millions of dollars with his experience and his security clearances and what he knows working for any corrupt lawyer firm in Washington, D.C.? So then you think that he took the job? You think that Mueller took the job? Mueller was making $10 million a year when he was working for particular hedge fund, Mellon, and others, Comey, the same thing when they worked for HSBC. They made fortunes. Oh, but no, they're going to make, you know, a pittance, a salary, an absolute nothing, and come back and just be a dedicated government worker. No, they're being paid under the table in offshore accounts. Absolutely. Every time Bill Barr makes a statement, it is because he has been paid. I've said this from the beginning. He tricked Trump by making the exact statements that Trump wanted to hear. And so then Trump said, oh, well, you're my friend. He continues to make those statements and then does the opposite.
Well, yeah, well, they that's what they do. They talk. They tell you what you want to hear, and then they go and do something else, or they obstruct. And another senior executive service member that was formerly CIA that I don't trust either, and Americans need to watch out for, is Mike Pompeo.
Yeah, anyone who was in the CIA, I mean, come on, you got to be kidding. Subversion, lying, cheating, black ops that you don't even tell the president about, black ops that you don't even tell the head of the CIA about, you don't tell the Department of Justice, National Security Division, you don't tell anybody. The CIA can do whatever it wants. And what does it do? It promotes the interests of the corporate oligarchs of America, which is not we the people. It's a very small, small group of people that the CIA is defending around the world. And when we were talking about Susan Rice a minute ago, Benghazi Queen and Roosterhead, let's remember that she killed 4.5 million people in Africa. She ordered the military action that killed 4.5 million people. She is Somalia, the mess in Somalia, the mess in Egypt, the mess in Libya, the mess in Congo, the mess in on and on. All of the African messes were because Susan Rice was put in charge as the ambassador for all African nations all at once. And basically, she's a eugenicist, a depopulationist, and she's a rogue CIA person who even made sure that Soros got his cut in some of the big resource deals that were going down in Africa. This is all very well known, and yet she's going to be the vice president Biden?
No. They're back to Kamala Harris again. But the thing with Kamala
Harris... Which Kamala Harris? The new one?
Kamala Harris is the K. That's what they're saying, that she's had some photo ops with Joe now. But the thing with Kamala Harris is there's so many layers of deception with her. Now, the folks that aren't real savvy are just calling her out for not being... black. They realize that now she's an Indian, Caucasian, Jamaican. And then Breitbart back in the fall ran an article saying, oh yeah, and her family were slave traders. Yeah. So they're trying to cover up all the stuff that the miners have already found and we've already posted. But the biggie is that she's not eligible to hold the office of vice president and president. She is not a natural born citizen. We have posted her birth certificate for well over a year. In fact, what's very disturbing is that she may not even be a United States citizen, because she's not a citizen by birth. So where did she pick up her citizenship papers? And we know she went to Canada. So she's just a mess. And even if you get beyond that, we can go further into her background, which is very tawdry. The Democrats just have nobody. But this is the latest one I've heard. You can respond to it. Remember that video where Pelosi's coming out and saying that she's second in line to be president? Remember yes. that one just recently?
Oh, yeah.
Well, observers, and she was very confident she's number two to be president. Well, dear, you're the Speaker of the House. You're not until the number three. You had to work through the vice president, and then it would go to you. But in her mind, she was convinced that she's number two. So someone said, maybe she's number two because they've told her that she's going to be the vice presidential candidate. And then, because there's nobody else. And then Joe, of course, he's going to be offed early on because of his dementia, which moves Nancy into the president's spot. Then she asked Hillary to come in, and then we all know how that ends. And then Hillary's queen of America. Tell us, please tell us that this is not a possibility.
It's only a possibility in the insane mind of the witch Pelosi, who believes that she's in an apocalypse fighting George Bush in the White House. She doesn't know where she is, and she wears the mace that she's not supposed to touch because it belongs to the Sergeant of Arms for the House of Representatives. But she wears it in gold on her lapel, saying that she's the Sergeant of Arms also. In other words, she's not only the Speaker of the House, she can also pick up the mace and hit anybody that she doesn't like who says something she doesn't like, because that's what the mace is for. It's to stop fights. And has been used historically. It's called a fascist, and it's a bundle of sticks with an axe in it. It goes all the way back to the Hebrews. But the point is that this is hanging right behind her, you see. And now the mace is right next to her, and she is so insane. I told you this before, that she kept saying that when she impeaches Trump, that Pence has to go too. She said this over and over and over, and then she said, and most of the cabinet. So okay, in her so mind, impeachment was going to put her in the presidency.
Yeah, but if we were reporters, actually, there are no reporters in America that are anything, anybody that's coming out of anything that's like corporate, they're all propagandists. Don't believe them. But anyway, if we were to be honest reporters and we were outside looking in America, we would say that this is a regime change.
Oh, it's a George Soros color revolution that has gone into overdrive on steroids with the entire pharmaceutical group of the whole world, which includes China, who produces the pharmaceutical drugs, attack on Trump. So the vaccine wars, which have been going on, have now turned into an open global war against humanity from the pharmaceutical companies who laid down these pandemic laws throughout all the nations long in advance before anybody could even think about it. And now we're all under the control of pandemic laws. And those laws are real, and we are supposed to obey them. There is authority for what is going on.
Right. Explain to folks how that happened, how the World Health Organization got control of America in this way.
The pharmaceutical companies wrote those pandemic laws back starting in the early 2000s. And basically, they are saying that anytime somebody is infectious, that they can take away all of your rights. And now, even in some states, they're saying, this is beautiful, that if you're homeless, also they can take away your rights, all of your money in the bank, and intern you, and not put you in a jail, put you into a shelter, as they call it, until they determine that you're no longer insane. So if you're insane because of the you're homeless, so you're automatically insane if you're homeless, and if coronavirus has caused you to be homeless, then unfortunately these pandemic laws, which were started, they were written by the pharmaceutical companies, and it's all fear-based, it's fear-mongering. And when you look at them before you ever saw or heard the word pandemic, you would have said, oh, well, maybe this might happen someday, that there could be this horrifying virus that we see. What, there's 100 movies about this now. How many sci-fi movies are about a virus? And then, so the pandemic laws were written by the pharmaceutical companies. And of course, they pay off all the politicians in the Uniparty, both the Republicans and the Demon Rats. And they all vote for whatever the pharmaceutical companies give them. It's They don't even read these laws. They're not even there. They don't even vote. Most of the people, out of the 455 people on Capitol Hill, I can only name about 12 who are honest. So they are all sold out. So they were sold out to the pharmaceutical companies. They're sold out to the vaccine companies. And the vaccine companies control the National Institute of Health, the CDCP, and the World Health Organization. And unfortunately, because the pandemic laws state that the assistant director of Health and Human Services for preparedness is the person who determines there's a pandemic and is the person who then determines what happens. So the president had no power in any of this. The Congress had no power. They passed laws that said they don't have any more power. So basically, you're in a pharmaceutical martial law state. They have complete authority to use all law enforcement to back this up, and they can do anything you want. We printed these laws for you so you could read them. And they basically, it says you have no rights. You don't, your children aren't yours. You can be taken away. No. And you can't question anything. You can't question the test. You can't question anything.
Because what we showed folks early on, especially with the mask, the face mask being rolled out, that this really is a program of global genocide. It's very real and it's been very planned. And people, you better wake the hell up and pay attention. Are you going to be one of the ones that gets taken away by the white van or the cleaning crews that come and clean up the homeless camps over in California and other cities? Because what's happening is that the face mask is a way to tag all of us. It shows who's compliant, who's not. I call it bag and tag. Now, once they've done that, they realize who the compliant ones, those are the ones with a view. And it really disgusts me, the men, oh yeah, I got a gun, we got a gun. And then they walk out like pussies wearing the damn face mask. When me, a middle-aged woman, will walk into a store without a face mask and all these men are cowered behind their little mask. It just is... You just don't know what it does to me, because what it really is showing us, people, is that this is how unawake Americans are. And I don't know how it is in your country, how unawake, but there are people that are awake and we are awake. And we say, you've got to take down that mask, because if you give in to the mask, it's going to be very easy for you to give in to the vaccine and to the microchip. And this is already happening in countries around the world. What was very disturbing is when you really look at the overview of what's happening. Now, we can look at the Uyghur people. We've been showing you on the CAT report some of the clips of the Uyghur people that appears to be that they're being processed. You know how they did in the Holocaust. After they grabbed you, then they processed you for your hair, your skin, your organs, your blood. And that looks like that this human harvesting is going on. But then when you look at America, oh, it would never happen in America. But then you begin to look at all the homeless camps. And I mean, it's not just in California. It's in Colorado. It's in Minnesota. I mean, places that are going to soon become very cold and inhabitable to be living outside. But it seems to be that people are being displaced, because look at the next wave of mortgages that are going to go into default by people during the coronavirus that couldn't pay their mortgages. This is very real. These people will be displaced. Where do they go? Well, the first thing is you might buy an RV. You might live in your car. But after a while, the cycle begins where you just have a tent on the ground with your children. And then they come and clean up the camps because, you know, it doesn't look good. Or the white vans come and take you away. Then the camps are all gone. Where did these people go? And then in another few weeks, it's filled up. And then they're wiped out. Where did they go? Are these people, these homeless people, actually being taken to human processing plants?
That may sound like an exaggeration, but I'm going to underscore what you just said. I'm glad that a lot of this is coming out, because otherwise people who are truth seekers find this and they become very depressed, because they're oftentimes the only small group of people who know this. But the Chinese think nothing of killing all the Uyghurs. They will kill all the Uyghurs. I told everybody this. I told them the exact process, and it's happening. The process is they put them into concentration camps. They weed out those who can, in fact, be useful. They determine their blood type, whether they're healthy, whether they have organs. They categorize them, they digitalize it, and then that's who they have as their resource for organ harvesting. But once those people are taken out, because they disappear and they say they die, when they were the healthiest people there, those are the ones who they said early on died, mysteriously. No, organ harvesting. The ones who were sick, they sent right back to their Uyghur homes. But in the Uyghur home was a Chinese agent watching them, watching everything they do. And if they did anything wrong, they were sent to a real concentration camp, which then they had absolutely no pretense whatsoever of being a vocational re-education camp, which is what they call these. We also pointed this out a long time ago before they started filling these camps, because we saw that they were built, because Google Earth was showing these images of the Chinese building these things. They also have huge underground facilities, and that's where they're taking them in the trains. Notice no one gets any pictures of what happened to these Uyghur refugees once they get put on the in the boxcars, literally boxcars. And what happens? They go to those underground camps and they're simply processed, just as you said. Now, you may think that's grotesque, but we pointed out that Syria, the refugees in Syria, 4.5 million of them. Well, 1.4 million of them came up missing right after China sent their largest troop carrier to Syria empty. And when it left, it was full. We pointed out then that that is the human trafficking that's going on, but it's also organ harvesting. It's slavery. It's a lot of the things that we are wearing on our in America come directly from slave labor in China. Now, is this an exaggeration? No, they work them to death, and then they get rid of them. Remember that the Chinese Communist Party one day decided you could only have one child in China. At one point, it was, you know, two children. So hundreds of thousands of children, because they can't have an abortion, that were the second born child, or if they were the first born and they were a girl, they were killed. So the Chinese Communist Party caused hundreds of thousands. No one even knows how many babies had to be murdered over this policy. And now they've changed the policy because they went to zero population growth. And so now they allow, this is who they are. Now, is this happening in America? I'm sorry, but I get to say this now, because we were the ones who came out and started quoting the reality. 800,000 people come up missing in America a year. Folks, that number is staggering. And when you know that confirmed 65% of them were in social service placements, and when you also look at the statistics of how many were sex slave age girls and boys, then you can start to see that the hundreds of thousands of people that they eradicate who are homeless is nothing compared to the amount of people who are snatched and turned into slaves. And our southern border is just a perfect example of the way that that slavery goes on in every country in the world, because many times those are slaves coming across the border.
Now, one of the things that you like to read are Rudolf Steiner's workman lectures. These are the lectures that Steiner gave, or the answers that he gave to average everyday workmen who were asking questions. And you say that some of the more brilliant answers are in those, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And so, well, that's what we're going to do now. We're going to do a little round of, let's just take some basic questions from our community. Now, we are assuming that the folks on the other end of listening to us follow the CAT report so that we don't have to get bogged down in the details that we've already reported. It's really important for us that we keep our conversations at a high level so that we can keep this narrative going, because really what we're aiming for, folks, is we're really trying to take out the Rothschild evil British imperial empire, and all of us little folks down here have got to do it. We don't have time to stay in spin zones. Okay, ready to go. The big thing right now that's happening is Google. They're just taking down everything. What Blue Sky points out, it's been about 2 months since Trump and Barr said they'd do something about conservatives being censored, and it's been crickets since. These internet giants don't have the right to use our internet. When is Trump going to fight back? And that is also echoed by others who are saying, when is he going to do something with the Miller Act notice? When is he going to take control over the social media? We've shown him the path forward. When is that going to happen?
Miller Act would be good. He can't do that till he's elected a second time, as I've always said. But what is he going to do about the social media propagandists and evil election meddling demon rats? They're going to have to die. And they know they're on their last leg. And today they're meeting for antitrust in the House, but that will go nowhere. No congressional investigation's ever gone anywhere. So until they are charged by the DOJ for their criminal activity. Now, we have had multiple charges against them by people in the House of Representatives saying that they have politicized and that they are basically part of the campaign for the Democrats. This is all true. Now, what have we said? They want to be busted for antitrust so that it can be broken up and that they won't lose a dime. They'll actually multiply their wealth. What we want? No, RICO. This is racketeering. But we want them to die, and we want a replacement. So Trump has three or four choices here. The Miller Act, after he gets reelected, could do the whole thing in one fell swoop, and they would die a natural death because they couldn't meet the user agreement reality of not spying on people and actually having
just privacy. To be kind of obvious, when you say die, you don't mean physically them. You're talking about their companies or operation, bankrupt. Their systems. Yes.
When I say a corporation dies, it's bankrupt. Of course, a corporation is treated like it's a human until it kills people, and then they no culpability whatsoever. So same thing is happening here. No culpability whatsoever because of the way that the Commerce Act is written, a decency in broadcasting is written, the 230 clause and so on and so forth. So what is really happening? They want to die. We said this when Nick Clegg came over when replacing Richard Lewis. We said this when they came openly and said, here is George Soros giving $1.5 million along with the Atlantic Council to now be the fact checkers for Facebook and for Google. And we knew it happened before with Eric Schmidt. We knew it's all been filtered, and still Trump won. Trump is still going to win, but the social media will have to die as we know it because it is not in any way free information. It is horrifying false propaganda, false news. And basically it is a psyops created by DARPA that went bad, and no one knows what to do with it because all of commerce got stuck on it. And now we're all going to be stuck on it. Education, commerce, everything. So it has to be cleaned up. So social media has to be taken off. They cannot be a broadcaster. They cannot be a platform. They have committed crimes, and they need to be charged with them for RICO.
Okay, I'm going to do one more question, and then we're going to wrap it up. This is from Tony, and Tony's always on to the alien stuff. I want to talk about this alien stuff, you know, because if the Rothschilds in the end and the Pilgrim Society have controlled our technology and have stolen the technology from our inventors and creators through the patent office, which is run by Crown agents, then of course they're not going to tell you that they stole it. They're going to give you the propaganda that all this amazing technology comes from aliens. And so that's what Tony wants to know here. He said, as he hears rumors that the future is going to be amazing once this alien technology is open and America makes these products, and wanted to know if you could speak a little bit about that. So you have at it. Tell folks about these aliens.
If you go to Champaign, Illinois, there's one little building of the university there that they say Velcro was invented from. Basically, most of our modern inventions, and it all came from one guy. And so my son, who's an engineer, and we were there, we went into this thing and we're going, oh, no, what are you working on in there right now? Oh, well, we're working on the screens for phones that, and he took one out and can be rolled into a paper. You can roll it up. You can't scratch it. You can't destroy it. They already have that. Okay. And then you say, and now that is the phone. And that can be implanted on your arm. I'm not making this up. And you can run it through an implant in your brain by telling it when you are in which type of a brainwave pattern you are giving commands. And now they have the glasses. So you can see the glasses, and you not only, it used to be you could touch here and then it'd be just like a computer with glasses. No. Now it's embedded in the human being. So here's my point. When you steal every patent that there is on the face of the earth, it looks like aliens are giving you those that IP. But it's not true. The guy at Champaign, Illinois didn't invent a damn thing. That was a DARPA outlet. they have to go through universities, right? And they use the youth there, you know, to come up with great ideas. But DARPA sets out the ideas of what it is that they want. And when you go to DARPA and look at what they call their wish list, how about, here's one thing on their wish list, and everything on their wish list always gets made almost immediately. So here's one of the things on their wish list: an aircraft carrier that can fly to the moon. Okay, an aircraft carrier. A UFO, you'd call it, a space vehicle, as large as an aircraft carrier, flies to moon. Okay, that's just one of the little things. Now, go down. There's a list of hundreds. Every one of them sounds like alien intervention. Now, are there aliens? Well, let's get very specific about this. Let's not be unclear in our thinking. If you consider an alien a being who lives on a different planet, let's say Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, Saturn, whatever, there are beings who live on those planets, and they live in the sphere, in the area that is encompassed by the motion of that outer dead planet. So the motion, it's like your arms. Your arms can do 1,000 jillion things. But if they're just sitting there, it looks like they're not really very much. So the planet's sitting there. But when it is in motion, what is it really doing? It is affecting your organs. So you can literally say that the aliens who live on the planets in our solar system are directly interpenetrating us. You could say, like string theory, like multiple dimensions. You can get as wild as you want. Are there aliens? There are beings above and below us. They're all aliens if they're not human now, aren't they? So whether you meet a lower elemental, or whether you meet a fallen angel, or whatever you meet, remember, they may not be living on the Earth, so that could be an alien. So we need to define what alien is. Now, does the military have UFO spacecrafts? Oh, they've had those for so long. They're run by MHDs, magnetohydrodynamic generators. They use the Searle effect. They use the effect of Tansley, which was developed in 1875. Anti-gravitation has been one of the top things that that NASA has been releasing as their research for the last 10 years. So if you think for one second that when NASA releases pictures of what they call UFOs, or when you see that the government is saying they're going to give full disclosure and they're going to release proof of alien crafts, don't believe any of it. We have lots of crafts, and they can fly all over every single time in space. Go back and look. Any emergency in space, instantaneously, bogies appeared circling the very craft that was having an emergency, and they stayed circling it until the emergency was over. What are those? So alien believers, when they show me the evidence, we will look at it, and we will study it, and we will attempt to define it. But so far, I have seen no evidence, except for the type of evidence I just gave, that all of your organs are related to aliens. Yes, and we work.
But this gets into more of our scientific, spiritual scientific research, and we try to keep that separate on separate audios. But to Tony's point, Tony, yes, the future is going to be so amazing, because if you've been following the CAT report for a while, we have shown you about all of these amazing energy devices that nobody has to be without energy. We can take these devices all around the world. We don't have to live in crowded cities anymore, and we can grow crops just anywhere in the world with this. So we've talked about that before. We got to wrap it up because we've got some stuff we got to get to. Michael McKibben and his miners are working on a huge project where we are uncovering the biggest scam in U.S. history, where J.P. Morgan were actually scamming the American people in a way that is verifiable. We have the evidence. They were trying to hide their dirty deeds. They were rigging silver so they could hoard it for themselves. And folks, we have a way to take over Chase Bank, give the silver to the people, and let peace and prosperity reign over the United States. Stay with us. We'll be back with you shortly.